And joining us this hour, Simon Marks is at the Shangri-La Hotel. The U.S. president is there. And Lim Yun-suk just down the road at the St. Regis Hotel where Mr. Kim Jong-un is staying.
And Don Tan is at the International Media Center. Nearly 3,000 journalists from around the world are in Singapore for this historic event. And let's go first to Simon Marks. Simon, North Korea's state media on the eve of the summit saying the talks are for a permanent and durable peacekeeping mechanism, as well as denuclearization. Will that be music to President Trump's ears?
Well, I think the Americans will certainly welcome that. I think they might have welcomed more the fact that the North Koreans could have said that the aim was denuclearization first and then a long-lasting settlement after that. So the emphasis on the de-emphasis on the denuclearization issue, I think, will still concern them. President Trump has been behind the secure walls of the Shangri-La Hotel ever since he arrived here in Singapore late last night. What's almost more interesting is what he hasn't been doing. Than what he has been doing. He has been absolutely silent on Twitter overnight. His last tweet was published nearly 24 hours ago. That's almost a course record for Donald Trump with regard to his favorite social media platform. Let's see what the next few hours bring. Overnight here in Asia, some of his top aides back in Washington have been insisting that that blow up at the G7 summit with the president attacking the Canadian Prime Minister as dishonest and weak was in part designed to send a message to Kim Jong-un and to the North Korean delegation here in Singapore that the United States will not give in on issues about which it cares passionately. And in the case of Donald Trump and the Canadian Prime Minister, that issue relates to trade ties. So President Trump's chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, describing Justin Trudeau's activities at the G7 summit as a betrayal. Another top Trump aide, Peter Navarro, saying that the president of the United States won't be stabbed in the back by anyone. And Mr. Kudlow indicating that that tough talk was aimed directly at Kim Jong-un as he was on his way here to Singapore for the talks that will get underway in just over 24 hours' time. Back in Washington, watching all of this, members of Congress from both sides wondering how all of this is going to pan out once President Trump and Kim Jong-un sit face-to-face in front of one another, flanked by only their interpreters, certainly to begin with, when they meet on Tuesday morning at Sentosa Island. Senator Lindsey Graham, a prominent Republican foreign policy voice on Capitol Hill, saying that the North Koreans face a stark choice.
There's three outcomes here. Peace, where we have a win-win solution. Military force, where we devastate the North Korean regime and stop their program by force, or to capitulate like we've done in the past. And Donald Trump is not going to capitulate. So there's really only two options, peace or war.
Simon, President Trump and one of his top diplomats have a packed schedule on the eve of this summit. Tell us more, please.
Yes, absolutely. And that may be indicative, Lance, of the fact that, you know, 5 weeks ago, we did not know this summit was going to take place. So the usual very careful choreography and preparation that go into these high-level meetings may still require some of the I's to be dotted and the T's to be crossed. President Trump will begin his day by heading to the Astana for a bilateral meeting with Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, following, of course, on from Kim Jong-un's meeting with the Singaporean Prime Minister yesterday. That will give the Prime Minister an opportunity, I think, really to gauge what kind of attitude and what kind of mood President Trump plans to bring to this summit, especially given that he has said in the last few days that his approach to this is going to be spur of the moment. He says he'll know within the first minute of meeting Kim Jong-un whether the North Korean delegation is serious about peace. But the other activity that's going to be taking place behind the scenes is that the U.S. ambassador to the Philippines, a former high representative to North Korea, Sung Kim, is going to be meeting with North Korean officials, presumably to continue laying the groundwork for this meeting, which is now just, what, 26 hours away between the principals, President Trump and Kim Jong-un. President Trump's day also includes a meet and greet with embassy and diplomatic staff here in Singapore. That's pretty standard protocol for the President of the United States when he travels. And I think one of the issues we're going to be watching very closely over the next few hours is whether there's anything unexpected that the President decides to do. Do they add anything to his schedule here today, or is he going to spend most of the day behind the walls of the Shangri-La, buried in briefing books and preparing for that meeting with Kim Jong-un?
Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks, who is near the Shangri-La Hotel where the US President is staying.